T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, somebody who is a Republican, who seems to be one of the few Republicans who is unafraid of being called names and is willing to stand out front and take the shots, is Mike Dickinson. And he's kind of an unlikely person in this role, but I got to tell you, Mike, I'm glad you're with us this morning. You are the only person in the Richmond community, it seems, who is willing to call people out for their behavior last summer. And I think a lot of people need to be held accountable for what they supported last summer.
Definitely. Thank you for saying that. I wish we had more people. I'm not afraid to call people out and stand up for what's right and stand up for what's going on in Richmond, because if we all just stay silent, nothing's ever going to change. And we're going to continue to have the Democrats and these liberals run over us with a dump truck, which is what has happened.
It was so. The thing that caught my eye this weekend, and you know, I've got mixed feelings about this. I think half of our staff at WRVA went to VCU. I was an adjunct professor at VCU. I've got very good family friends who are professors and staff at VCU. I hate to be negative about VCU. I want to be a booster of the school, but really, the behavior of many of the students, and then the administration as it related to the behavior of the students last year, really turned me off big time. And
I went to VCU for 10 years. I have my PhD is from there, and I'm a
bona fide, I didn't know that.
Yes, my PhD is from VCU. I'm a bona fide, I used to be a bona fide VCU basketball fan. I mean, my friends and I were there in Buffalo when Eric Maynard hit the shot that beat Duke in 2007. Oh, yeah. We were there when that happened. It was a crazy night. So when I saw the pictures this summer of the VCU basketball team in their full uniform in front of the Lee Monument with Coach Mike Rhodes posing with them, posted on the official VCU social media and the official VCU website, it broke my heart, because I can't believe that they were condoning the vandalism of the city of Richmond, and they were condoning all of the, I guess, lies and hatred spewed at our police department. And more, also, they were supporting people the destruction of a great neighborhood where people worked their whole lives to live and buy those houses along Monument Avenue.
Right,
and it's a great neighborhood, and the people who live there, and their whole neighborhood totally upended. And I think the metaphor I used on social media was it was karma. It was karma. People, VCU basketball felt like something they worked all season for was taken away like that, like with the click of a thumb. And that's how a lot of people that live in the city of Richmond, especially along Monument Avenue, feel right now, that they've worked their entire lives to build good lives here. They've worked their entire lives to raise a family here, and they love this city. And now they feel, just because of the things that have happened last summer and the attitude now of our mayor and our Commonwealth attorney who won't prosecute anybody, that the thing they love is just taken away from them. That's how I feel about the city of Richmond. And I know that's how a lot of other people feel.
I think it's a very legitimate comparison to, it's unfortunate. All of it is unfortunate.
Yes.
And what surprised me, Mike, was when they did the picture. Look, and I know everybody doesn't have the same reaction to things that I do or that you do, But I was really surprised after the picture was published of the whole team with Mike Rhodes, who the one time I met him was very nice to me. You know,
yes.
I'm not trying to be a jerk with anybody. I'm just saying it was a mistake. It was an error in judgment to do that picture. And if I were a Richmond cop, I will tell you right now, you wouldn't see me working any of their, you know, anything at VCU. I'd be like, hey guys, you're on your own. Good luck to you. I wouldn't be defending the school. And the school has doubled down on this. Unless I've missed something, there hadn't been an apology. There hasn't been the normal press release of, they got a little excited, but we regret doing that. I haven't heard any backtracking at all about that photograph, and it still irks me. And it's embarrassing to me to have been associated with the school if that's going to be their attitude, that somehow it's okay to bash the cops and to trash a historic district in Richmond. If you don't agree with it, fine, go speak at the city council, but you can't condone the violence.
And can you imagine if you were a student at VCU these days or a faculty and wanted to speak out? Can you imagine the reaction if it was somebody at VCU, a student or a faculty that had a Donald Trump sign or something like that? Yeah. They would be canceled immediately. They would be run out of the school.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, if you are a conservative or a Republican at VCU now, you can't speak up because, I mean, there's just a chilling free speech effect when the school condones this kind of thing.
It's a very good point, and you're one of the few people. I got to run, Mike, but Mike Dickinson's one of the few people who is bold enough in this community to stand up for what is right, and I have to applaud you for it. Mike Dickinson running for the House of Delegates seat as a Republican in the 68th District. Thank you for coming on and being willing to say it, and I did not know your background with the school, so that adds even more validity to your opinion, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.